This is CPR News. I'm Natalia Navarro. The Manitou Springs School District has asked all students to stay home due to 6 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the district and others showing symptoms. The district's middle school and high school have already started remote learning. 2 elementary schools will transition Friday. The district plans to resume in-person learning in a week and a half. In Pueblo County District 70, 2 of its 11 elementary schools will be remote through next week, and another has moved its preschool classes online until next Friday. Public comment is now open on Denver Water's Gross Reservoir Expansion Project proposal. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackis has more.
Denver Water submitted its permit application with Boulder County, and it's now in review. The project already has approval from federal officials, but ultimately, county officials have a say in the project moving forward. Gross Reservoir serves 1.5 million Front Range customers. Denver Water says the expansion, which will raise the height of the dam, is necessary to help meet future demand for drinking water. Some environmental groups want to see the project shut down, afraid it will hinder stream flows and harm fish and other wildlife. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackis, CPR News.
2 schools in Loveland have chosen new mascots. Loveland High School is now the Red Wolves, and Bill Reed Middle School is now the Wolfpack. Last month, the Thompson School District Board voted unanimously to retire the previous mascots over community concerns that they were racist and offensive. Loveland High School principal Todd Ball has worked at both schools for more than 30 years. At last night's school board meeting, he pointed to the similarities between the two names.
I've always been proud of the connection between the two. There's always been something special between the two oldest secondary schools in our district.
Nearly 3,000 students, parents, staff, and alumni gave input on the new names. Smokers, vapers, and tobacco chewers could be paying higher taxes on those products come January if Colorado voters approve Proposition EE in November. If it does pass, that would mean a big change from the last attempted tobacco tax that was rejected in 2016. This is CPR News.